looks like the president is also watching this press conference. He tweeted 13 minutes ago, quote, Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds that you didn't need or use, gave large numbers of ventilators that you should have had and helped you with, testing that you should be doing. It goes on a little bit more. So wondering if you could respond to that, and then also the question Good. About the overwhelmed ICU.
Good. Let's respond to the president. First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job. And let's try to focus on that. I have said repeatedly that when we were fighting for the additional capacity for our hospital system, that the president moved very quickly, and I applauded him for it. And he brought the Army Corps of Engineers, and he brought them up to build the Javits Center capacity, 2,500 beds. He's wrong that it hasn't been used. About 800 people have gone through Javits. To dismiss 800 people is disrespectful. But we didn't use 2,500 beds because we didn't reach the capacity. When he says, well, we built it, we didn't need it, it sounds like a suggestion is, well, it was a request by the state that wasn't valid. If he didn't really believe 2,500 beds was necessary, I don't believe the federal government would have helped build 2,500 beds. And the number came from a projection from him. See, he should read the reports he issues. The White House Coronavirus Task Force had projected in the millions of people. The CDC, which is the president, projected in the millions of people. So the projections were high. They were the president's projections. So for him to say to anyone, well, you relied on projections and the projections were wrong, they're your projections, Mr. President. So were we foolish for relying on your projections, Mr. President? CDC, Coronavirus White House Task Force, that's you, White House, that's you. We relied on your projections. Okay, shouldn't have relied on your projections. Actually, I think the president has a better argument, which is, yes, we built 2,500 beds because the projections said it could get that bad, and because we worked together, we flattened the curve and we didn't hit the projection, which is actually what happened. But don't suggest that anyone made a mistake relying on your projections or on Cornell, Columbia, McKinsey, et cetera. Second, I have said a number of times, I don't know, what am I supposed to do, send a bouquet of flowers? They were very helpful on Javits. They were very helpful on sending the US Navy ship Comfort. They were very helpful in intervening with China and getting PPE equipment out of China. They were very helpful in helping us find ventilators. I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, going forward, we're still in the midst of it. The president doesn't want to help on testing. He said 11 times, I said the one issue we need help with is testing. He said 11 times, I don't want to get involved in testing. It's too complicated. It's too hard. I know it's too complicated and it's too hard. That's why we need you to help. I can't do an international supply chain. He wants to say, well, I did enough. Yeah, none of us have done enough. We haven't, because it's not over. So yes, thank you for the Javits. Thank you for the US Navy ship Comfort. But it's not over. We have a lot more to do. And no one can take the posture, well, just say thank you for what I've done, and I'm now out. I'm not doing anything else. I've done my part. What if I said to the people of my state, okay, I'm done. By the way, I saved hundreds of thousands of lives. I flattened the curve. I created more hospital beds than anyone ever imagined. I coordinated the entire state. I'm done. I'm done. I'm going home. I'm going to go see my mother. I'm going to spend time with my kids, and I'm going to go out fishing in Connecticut because their marinas are open. That's it. I'm done. What if I said that? That's what he's saying. I'm done.